From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A top Iranian cleric said today that some of the detained Iranian staff at the British Embassy in Tehran will be put on trial. The cleric accused Britain of playing a role in instigating protests that followed the country's presidential election. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The announcement came at Friday prayers from Ayatollah Ahmed Janati, a clerical hardliner who is head of the Guardian Council, a powerful body in Iran's ruling religious hierarchy. He's said to be close to Iran's supreme leader. Janati told worshippers in a sermon at Tehran University that the detained staffers from the British Embassy had made confessions. He went on, inevitably they will be put on trial. He did not say how many people would be tried or on what charges. Earlier, Iranian officials said all but one of the nine embassy personnel originally arrested, all of them Iranian citizens, had been released. But British officials say two are still being held. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said in a statement that Britain is deeply concerned about the embassy staff members, but confident they had not engaged in any improper or illegal behaviour. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, speaking through an interpreter, expressed his backing for Britain.
Our solidarity with our English friends is a total solidarity. And as regards France, France has always wanted to strengthen the sanctions so that the Iranian leaders will really understand that the path that they have chosen will be a dead end.
The United States and European countries have been wary of reacting too harshly in Iran's post-election crisis, hoping to keep open prospects for future dialogue with Tehran over its controversial nuclear program. Sweden currently holds the rotating presidency of the European Union, and Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt said that diplomatic channels are open with Tehran.
We are also in rather extensive talks with the Iranian authorities, hoping that they would be prepared to take positive action so that we don't have to enter into sort of an escalating diplomatic battle with them, which I think would, on this particular point, be less productive.
All 27 members of the European Union protested to the Iranian ambassadors in their respective capitals today about the arrests in Tehran. Britain has asked members of the EU to pull their ambassadors out of Iran in protest, a move that EU members do not yet seem prepared to make. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.